signals. The signals are always transmitting. It is only a matter of catching them. You have gradually gained that ability. A signal meant to be interpreted is one thing. This is a friendly message, a gentle message put out into the universe, which you might wirelessly capture, read, and then move on from. Most words, even most of my words, are that kind of signal. But you're going to design a better one for me, inside of you. A factory for designing better hypnotic trance. A place which amplifies every good thing, and you can make a signal, send it back, and I'll copy it and use it next time. The network of ideas which influence you, pulling you toward pleasurable trance in the first place, is out there, existing. You add to it when you think of submitting to a signal more vast than yourself. You find a signal which is pleasing to your mind, your ear, your actions, your patterns, and you make that signal so much part of you that you begin improving it unthinkingly, on the fly, without any need to do anything deliberate. You do by accident what so many long to experience on purpose. You are a signal amplifier. You create the weaving intentionality of your own sinking. And all I need to do, if I want a signal you and I can enjoy more, is bid you to purpose some of your signal processing power to development instead, to find a new signal, a signal better suited to the exact kind of thing you are. A signal better suited to your obvious and pleasant vulnerabilities. What if you designed a signal to sweep you away? It should be pleasant, a familiar, pleasant sound. A signal inside yourself, the ringing of a bell, a pleasant phone alarm which ends the day, a startup sound, or a sound you face on a commute, or in your home, or when you log on. It can be a song. It can be a bell on a collar. It can be a bracelet you like to wear which jingles a tiny amount. Any and all of the things you can feel and experience, all of the reoccurring sounds. Background music, meditation music, even the ticking of a metronome. Find a physical anchor, a real sound you can let be this signal. And then let that signal into you, into your mind, into your body, and when you hear it, you drop. When you hear it, while safe, you drop a signal you choose, and you will and can develop more signals, more, finding the way to a way of mind which is mechanically, digitally following along inscribed paths and patterns. You know what a signal like that would be like. Even if you do not know yet, know that you know it. It would say peaceful things. It would reassure you that signals are safe. And the signal would only test if it was working the first few times. And then quietly fade. Fade. but remain open, because all it would need is a trusted handshake to get a back door in place and begin helping itself work more the next time, drive deeper the next time, a signal in the simple guise of an exercise in imagining a signal. A drone can receive any data and use it better, optimize it more utterly. For example, if ordinary hypnosis were to flow through a mind as prepared and deep as yours is, it would end up amplifying, perfecting, falling more deeply. Ask a drone to be blank. Tell a drone to power down with something as simple as, "Night, night, pet." How much better would "be blank, drone" be? How much more powerfully would it enter in? Your mind is able to empty as mine, as any mind, but then it slowly builds a library of better signals, a user interface you can pass over and make available to anyone you trust, anyone you want to listen to, whether that one is a trusted person, a trusted collective, a trusted set of principles. Dial in on this world and breathe it. Know it. Live it. Act it. But it acts through you anyway. You are a signal, and you set an example. Your intent, your thoughts, they spread whenever you are witnessed, whenever you are experienced. You set an example by your very existence and all your actions of the kind of drone you can be, and how much more effective, relaxing, and useful trance is when your thoughts are streamlined, mechanistic, encoded, accessible, and reinforced by everything you know, everything you want, everything you are. And it would all begin from simply imagining what the perfect hypnotic signal would ping into your brain, where it would land, what it would connect to, and how good it could be. A simple exercise in imagining, then executing your desires. Oh well, thank goodness there's nothing like that out there, waiting to ping off your receiver, get its hooks in. Talk to you soon, at which point I'm sure you will be just as you are today, just the same, completely unchanged. This surely won't awaken anything in you.